Okay, we're going to do the second piece in Kedushas Levi, Parshas Vayishlach. Hatzilini na miyad achi miyad Esav. So Yaakov prays right that he should be saved from the hand of his brother, the hand of Esav. The Esav hu asitra achra, hu ma'achal mavas, hu yitahara, right? Esav represents pretty much everything bad. Esav represents the sitra achra. Right, the other side, the Malacham Avos, the Yitzhara, all these negative forces are trying to distance us from Hashem, trying to distance us from our own selves. That's what Esav represents. Ubakashas Yaakov Haya, and the request of Yaakov was, Hatzilinina Shaloya Esav Achi, save me, that I shouldn't view Esav, or all these negative forces, as my brother. Vizehu Miyad Achi Miyad Esav, Shaloyit Gagil HaYitzhara Yachi. It shouldn't be, right, that my Yitzhara should be perceived by me as my brother. Right, he's going to explain what that means. What does that mean, that all these things that distance me from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how would I view them as my brother? Because the Yitzhar tries to convince us that we're doing a mitzvah. But in reality, at times when we think we're doing a mitzvah and we give ourselves a pat on the back because we think we're doing a good thing, the reality is that the Yitzhar are tricking us and we're actually doing an avera. Right? Human beings, as a whole, we're driven to do the proper thing. We're driven to do the right thing. And if there was only good and there was only bad, and these two things were separate, then it would be very easy for us to decide what the right thing to do is, right? But within every bad, there's always good, right? Within every bad place, within every bad person, within every bad situation, within every bad decision, there's always good wrapped into it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the darkest places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the darkest actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the darkest struggles, right? Hashem is still there. Hashem exists everywhere. Right, the issue is, though, sometimes we get lost in that and realize because there's some good there, we think that the good overwhelms the bad, and therefore we're doing something good. Right, there's nothing in this world that only has bad in it, because then it wouldn't be appealing to us even. But the way the Yetzer tricks us is by getting us to try and focus on the good within the bad. For example, let's say a person needs to tell something to a person, and it could be seen as Lashon Hara, and maybe it is Lashon Hara, right? So, if we knew that I was just straight up Lashon Hara and there was no Toel, so there was no purpose at all, would we do it? Of course we wouldn't do it. We'd realize it's the wrong thing to do. And we wouldn't be involved in such a thing. It would be less of a struggle, that's for sure. Right? But we justify in our head. Well, actually, I think it's for this person's best. And maybe sometimes there is a situation where it would be allowed. But a lot of times, right, we justify that, no, I think it's important that this is said. And if we think about it, if we look at the laws of Lashon Hara, we'd say, wait a minute, maybe this actually isn't permitted. Regardless of what we think, whether it's going to do good or not good, look at the laws of Lashon Hara. In this situation, it might be that it's not valid enough for us to share this information about another person, and therefore it's the wrong thing. But right, there's always good involved in. We always have some good intention that gets wrapped up in doing something negative. A person loses his anger, right? And he thinks it's good, because I'm going to set this person straight. They're doing the wrong thing, and I'm going to set them straight. I'm going to be the one to show them the right way. I'm going to be the one to get them on the right path, and just to show them that you can't do whatever you want. You have to treat, you know, even things of holiness, the base measures the right way, swarm the right way. You have to treat these things the right way. You can't talk this way here. So I'm gonna yell at a person a certain way, right? And now maybe there's a time to, right, to speak to somebody about the need to respect, especially need to have respect in certain situations, certain environments, for sure. But at the same time, there's also a wrong way to do it. And sometimes we'll justify that, oh, you know what? I'm standing up for something that's more important. I'm standing up for something that's very special. But the reality is, I could have stood up for that thing and just spoke to that person in a nicer way, without screaming at him, without making him feel terrible, without making him have a negativity or have a negative feeling towards a certain aspect of Yiddishkeit. The Gemara says that, right? Foolish are the people that stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for another person. They don't stand up for a Tzaddik. They don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Right, that being said, that we know that the Torah has an incredible amount of value and honor that we have to show it, and we have to perceive it with a certain amount of value, and it's important that we uphold that respect for the Torah. But there's also a great amount of respect due to people, kavod abrios, and we have to try our best to find a way to not compromise on either of them, obviously. But what this Torah was really calling to our attention is, listen. There's always a justification to doing something that's wrong. There's always a justification for it. There's always a reason that we thought it was the right thing to do. There's always positive to it. The question is the best thing we should be doing, right? Is there positive to it, or is it the right thing? Same thing in business. A person could justify cutting some corners in order to help somebody who needs help, who needs parnasa. And that seems like it's a good thing. That seems like it's a proper thing. It seems like it's a nice thing to do. But reality is that it's not MS. The reality is that it's not the proper thing to do. The reality is that it's somebody's falling to his Yitzhar. He's giving into his Yitzhar. Even if he's using that Yitzhar to then go help another person, right? This temptation of stealing or cutting corners, he's using it to go help other people, perhaps. But at the same time, he's still giving into his Yitzhar. He's still falling into sin. It's not that there's no good to his actions, that there's zero good or there's zero good intentions. Of course there's some good in it. Right? That's what makes it so difficult. That being said, that requires us to look at all of our actions in a deeper way and say, is this good or is this completely good? Right? Do I have some positive intentions when I perform this action? When I perform these actions? The way I live my everyday life? Or is this the ultimate good? Is this the ultimate emes? Right? And this is what the Gemara talks about. First time a person sins so that they feel bad about it. The second time we don't feel as bad about it. Third time it's already a mitzvah. Right, the third time we fall into sin, we're already justifying why it's actually the proper thing to do. And no, it's no longer bad. It's actually the proper way of acting. Yaakov's tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help it that Esav, everything Esav represents, the Yitzhara, the Malchamavas, the Sitra Achra, all these things, let that not become my brother. Let that not become so close to me that I can't tell the difference, right, between what's proper and what's not proper. That I realize that, oh yes, there's good wrapped up in everything. There's godliness in everything. But that doesn't mean that I should be tapping into that thing just because there's godliness in it. Yes, there's godliness in giving tzedakah, but that doesn't mean I can cut corners, right, in order to pay more tzedakah. Don't let the averos, right, turn into my mind that I'm actually doing mitzvos. Because this is a very tricky thing. It's a scary thing. We do some introspection. We look deeper into our lives and say, wait a minute. I try and be involved in a Torah, a mitzvah lifestyle. I try, and I try harder, right? But am I sure that it's real mitzvos, right? Am I sure that I'm not justifying my actions in a way where really maybe I'm involved in things that are below me, but because I'm focusing on the positive that comes out of these actions, I'm ignoring the means to the end. A person can have this when it comes to learning Torah also, right? Sometimes we'll say, I'm not going to learn right now because I have to go help someone else instead. And sometimes that's a mitzvah. Right? Sometimes we're doing the right thing with that, but sometimes we're falling into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Right? We have the opportunity to help that person, and we still don't need to leave our Seder early. We still don't need to leave davening early or leave our learning early. Right? But we'll fool ourselves to say, no, I'm doing a mitzvah, so I'm supposed to go and do it, right? And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes we're learning, we're telling ourselves, no, I'm going to be firm, I'm going to be consistent, I'm not going to miss out on this learning, I'm not going to miss out on this tefillah. And we're totally neglecting a responsibility that's so much greater at the time that we should be performing. And we're falling into the hands of Achi, Esav. We're falling into the hands of what we believe is a mitzvah, but in reality it's an avera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us really contemplate our thoughts, speech, and action. Look a little bit deeper into ourselves. Help us look deeper into ourselves. And make sure that our mitzvahs are true mitzvahs. Right? And that Esav and the Yitzhahara and all these things are trying to distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And distance us from our ultimate selves of who we could be. So we should make sure that we're not making that Achi. We're not making that someone close to us. We're not bringing that into us and letting it direct us in a more negative way. Thank you so much. Have an amazing Shabbos Kodesh.